Florida primary is Tuesday, and one hotly contested race is the one for the newly redrawn Senate District 23. That is a seat now held by Nancy Dietert. WSF's Steve Newborn reports on the five Republicans who are looking to move in.
State Senator Nancy Dietert decided to run for Sarasota County Commission and, after an uncontested race, will join that board in November. Political analyst William March says the opening is drawing candidates like a moth to the flame.
What you have there now is sort of a monster primary with two current sitting state House members, Ray Pilon and Greg Stube, a former county commissioner, Nora Patterson, a former state representative, Doug Holder, and a businessman, Rick Levine, all in the Republican primary.
And some of that energy is flowing in particular between Holder and Stube.
This is cronyism. It's despicable. And Greg Stube has lost our trust.
That ad from an advocacy group called Floridians for Ethics and Truth in Politics is airing in the Sarasota television market. March says it used to be rare to have TV ads for a state Senate race, but that's changing.
What's happening is, as Florida grows and the state Senate districts get larger and larger in population, they become bigger and bigger seats. And it's not at all unusual now to consider spending $1 million on a state Senate race in Florida.
The rivalry between Stube and Holder has played out in other television ads and campaign mailers, with each claiming they're more conservative than the other. Both accused each other of being soft on undocumented immigrants. During a recent forum in Punta Gorda, Holder was warmly received, saying he wants to ban sanctuary cities in Florida. Stube, who represents eastern Manatee and northeastern Sarasota County, is brandishing his own conservative credentials.
I'm supported by the NRA because of my advocacy for the Second Amendment. I'm supported by the Right to Life Pact because of my advocacy for life. And I'm also endorsed by the PBA for my strong support of the law enforcement community.
He spoke during a debate held recently at USF Sarasota Manatee that was covered by Manatee Educational Television. Holder was unable to attend. Pilon, who represents northern Sarasota County in the House, says he's no slouch when it comes to immigration.
I was on a committee that passed an E-Verify bill out of committee when I first got there in 2010. It didn't go anyplace. There's no reason why we can't have it. And if we get a more conservative president in Washington, I think that it'll make it much easier for us at the Florida level to empower our police agencies.
The five Republicans vying to run in November are almost uniformly fiscal conservatives. Former Sarasota County Commissioner Nora Patterson, who has been endorsed by Nancy Dietert, touted her tax-cutting credentials.
Okay, if I had a magic wand, I would eliminate all corporate income tax tomorrow, and I would also eliminate the other tax that my fellow candidates have discussed, which is the 6% on commercial rentals.
But she also tempered her remarks, saying state spending has been cut too much on mental health and children's health programs. Businessman Rick Levine is chairman of the board and CEO of Sarasota-based Potomac Financial Corporation. He wants to eliminate the state's corporate tax credit scholarship program, which gives tax breaks to companies giving money to send low-income students to private schools.
If a parent or a grandparent wants to send their child to a private school or to a parochial school, they should pay for it themselves. I don't want any public money coming from taxation going to any program for private school.
The winner of Tuesday's primary will face off against the winner of the Democratic primary. That will be either New College of Florida professor Frank Alcock or recent University of South Florida graduate Frank Cirillo. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.